Welcome to the Overflow Daily Scripture Reading Podcast. Before we begin, wherever you're at, take a moment to prepare your heart and mind by getting in a comfortable posture and take a few deep breaths. Today, we're reading Hebrews chapter 1, verses 5 through 14. So yesterday, we looked at verses 1 through 4, where the author begins his letter by acknowledging Jesus' superiority over all things, and he even acknowledges at the very end that Jesus is superior to the angels. In today's reading, we kind of see the rest of this thought play out with a brief statement about Jesus' superiority to the angels. Now, when you think of angels, what do you think of? Maybe you think of like a Cupid baby angel, or maybe you think of some non-physical beam of light that is terrifying. Now, it's important that we use scripture as our guide to provide insight into what angels are actually like. What we know for sure about angels from scripture is, one, that they are very real spiritual beings. They're not physical, but sometimes they manifest themselves in physical-looking ways, and we see that throughout the Old Testament when they appear to different people, and even in the New Testament when they appear to Mary and Joseph. Number two, we know that they worship God. Oftentimes when we get a glimpse of what the heavenly realm is like, there are angels, and they are praising God for who he is. And the third thing is they are often the messengers of God's greatest, most important messages or news to humanity. In some ways, by comparing Jesus to angels, the author is pointing out that Jesus is the final message of the greatest news of all, that sinners like us are saved by his grace through trusting in him. Not only is Jesus superior to the angels in his authority, but also in the message he came to share and even embody himself. Today's passage is essentially seven Old Testament references. So if you want to go deeper in understanding what's being said, take some time and check out each of the references that should be distinguished in the footnotes at the bottom of the page. Some of them are like direct quotes from those passages, and others are a little bit more obscure, but all of them are intentional and deepen the meaning of the passage as a whole. So, if you'd like, you can pause and turn to the passage to follow along, or just listen. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 5 through 14. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." In speaking of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels spirits and his servants flames of fire." But about the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." He also says, "In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. Like a garment, they will be charged. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. To which of the angels did God ever say, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet'? Are not all angels, ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?" This is the word of the Lord.